Psychologically. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm wondering,
That rename is very familiar. I remember somebody high up in the education system, I think it was in New York State or somewhere else back east, that was being very effectuous in installing good policies, was named Michelle Rhee, and I think she was Chinese. So it could just as well be a Chinese name as well as a Middle Eastern name. I don't know for sure. I haven't seen a picture.
No, what I'm talking about is the Dr. Lateef, who is a psychiatrist that was yelling, "You're under my control now. We're going to sign you in for life," when she got to when the military unit took her to the hospital from the courthouse. So,
Psychological Operations Group of the Church of Satan, Church of Seth.
Well, now, she said, when I asked her, what kind of cops were they? Were they bailiffs? Were they sheriffs? Was it the SWAT team? Were they feds? The first thing out of her mouth, and she's really sharp, she said, they were military police. Now, looking at the report that says private first class, which is a military designation, where does that leave us? So is it appropriate for someone from a Muslim, Hindu, or Buddhist culture to be psychoanalyzing a Christian person with completely different spiritual beliefs, thought patterns, psychology? Our spiritual beliefs affect everything we do daily. It affects how we interact with everyone. So who is that guy to be analyzing Anna? And, of course, as you're going to hear from this clip, she's pretty normal like the rest of us. She questions the government. She knows about the corrupt banking establishment. She's very awake and very alert. So with that, let's just go right to the clip. Mike, are you ready to play that clip? If you are, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, you tell me if you think this woman is crazy, Miss Anna Taylor.
The state police took her straight to the emergency room at Middlesex Hospital in Middletown, Connecticut. And from there, she was transferred up to the 7th floor psychiatric ward, where she sits right now against her will. And ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anna Taylor. Anna, talk to the people and just let them know that you're not crazy.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I've got about 10 minutes to talk. I don't know what we need to talk about, but yeah, it's been so much. We've got a doctor that we could talk about here, that I believe is behind the curtain. He's a U.S. military army doctor, Mantell.
David Mantell.
Yeah, a man by the name of Kevin Hall, the Commissioner of Human Rights of New England, could describe of the various human rights crimes perpetrated by this doctor. If you want to go further, we could talk about that, but what I'm standing at looking at is some very scary days ahead of me. I think they declared war on me, and I believe what I understand is I'm going to be forced to be drugged, and I believe this is a medical kidnapping and a non-consensual human experimentation. They call it a DOD, I'm not quite sure, it's a DOD 5240-1R directive. I feel like I'm ambushed, and I really don't know what to do. I can only speak for myself right now, and I'm glad that I am on this talk show. Thank you very much, Eric.
Well, no problem, anytime. I found it fascinating. What was the name of the recent psychoanalyst that claimed that you were pressured, tangential, and grandiose? Who was that? Was that Mrs. Sanchez-Torres? What was her name?
Yeah, that was Christine Sanchez-Torres.
Christine Sanchez-Torres. And you basically presented yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
The U.S. Army doctor, though, Dr. Mantell, I don't know if you've explored it, but he had done obedience and...
I'm going to spend the rest of the show discussing him, why I didn't want to chew up too much time with his story right now, because the people aren't going to believe. I just want you to give your direct experience with him. He's interviewed you for hundreds of hours, is that correct?
Right, he spent hundreds of hours on the willingness to torture and obedience.
In your contact with him, describe it.
Well, I can't quite describe it, but one time he told me to pretend that I was carrying a bag of rocks from Guantanamo Bay, and he asked me to take TSI tests about 6 times, which is a trauma stress index test. And it's just awful. But the reality of the situation is that the doctor himself has lost his his license, and he continues to be put into place where people aren't aware. He is talked about in the Freedom magazine up in Germany when he was about 30 years old. Talked about the Max Planck Institute.
I got it right here.
And how Kooks would smear Nazi victims' brains and blood on cold scopes. And it looks like the UK Guardian just came out this year saying the very same thing as what they were doing is exactly that.
Yep.
So a lot of the licenses from Nuremberg were bought over there by Mendelssohn and stuff like that. But yeah, this is a an old war criminal that the Department of Children and Families uses over here in Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Right, but and I want to reiterate that for people. This guy named David Mantell is a member of the Max Planck Society, which is the new name for the Kaiser Wilhelm Society, which was established in 1911 under the German Empire. And all the doctors in Germany that entered the Third Reich in the Nazi experimentation camps came out of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. During World War II, you know what they did as far as Nazi experiments on people. We're going to do another broadcast on it. It's disgusting. Killing little children slowly to see how they reacted under trauma, etc. And that's as far as I can go on this broadcast with that. But I'll get into that another time. But they were not shut down after World War II. They changed their name to the Max Planck Society from the Kaiser Wilhelm Society, established in 1911, to the Max Planck Society, which has 81 institutes under it. One of them is called the Max Planck Institute for Psychiatry, and it's funded by Kuhn Loeb Bank and the Rockefeller Foundation. So, and I'm going to open this all up after Anna leaves us because I don't want to take away from her time if she's only got 10 minutes, and I got a way of getting into a lot of stuff. So I wanted to get across, Anna, can you just tell, you know, you must be in agony about, you know, the baby as well. We have the pictures up on the internet, Annette, of you playing with her. I thought it was absurd the time that you went to one of your visitations with the tea set, and we're going to have a playtime tea time with no tea and no and nothing, you know, was not going to be any tea involved with a 3 or 2 year old. They're not going to drink tea, but you were going to pretend you were going to have tea time. I thought that was precious, beautiful. And then they told you, what an irresponsible move. There could be hot water in that tea that could burn the baby. I mean, I thought that was absurd. It was just one of the many things that they're doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, anything else you want to say to the, well, I want you to take up the rest of the 10 minutes, Anna.
Well, they manufactured and fabricated evidence. that I would poison my daughter and my paramour at the time, who is now actually has an untimely death. He was researched and studied in the correctional institution, and he's now dead, as well as my mother, as well as a good friend of mine I call Aaron Brockovich. Her house blew up in the timely manner that my attorney said that it would occur if she was not silenced about Mr. Max Planck. But I'd simply took a stand on the March 21st, and I was my own star witness, and I had filed some paperwork, which I don't know if you guys have, but I could read it with you.
I would like you to read that if you had it in your hand. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm asking Honorable Judge Quinn to allow the record to reflect that I, Anna Taylor, have required that Attorney Leeson Vincent file a complaint with the Judicial Council under Title 18 for various crimes associated with the fiduciary to myself, inclusive of the treason for attempting to prevent Leeson Vincent from fulfilling her legal agent fiduciary to the U.S. to prevent fraud. I, Anna Taylor, require Leeson Vincent to write a complaint officially to the FBI as well as Judicial Counsel. Leeson Vincent must exercise the attorney administration process per on such lawful threats. I, Anna Taylor, require in today's proceeding to put all names under Title 18 USC, then put all documents to the Department of Justice, Federal Center, Congressman, for official legal notice. I, Anna Taylor, require that such frauds of the judicial court not prevent the exposing of such frauds predicated. I, Anna Taylor, hereby firmly state that the attorney Leeson Vincent take on the corruptions of the bar union, or then Leeson Vincent is willingly cooperative in the crimes. That is affirmed as a fact of law. I, Anna Taylor, require that the restoration of the Republic be restored. I, Anna Taylor, know the facts of the corporation structure. Good attorneys need to cure their pillar. I stand today to defend the pillar, public commerce, pillar laws, and it's all constructive bond fraud and the world banks that run on fraud. I, Anna Taylor, ask that the judicial court record here reflect that my child's rights, Jolie Rose Pomelo, have been unlawfully abrogated and sold as I profess. I, Anna Taylor, require Honorable Judge Quinn that the judicial proceeding here today reflect that an expired notary commissioner stamp, 2012, of Suzanne Brockwell be offered as evidence of bad faith. A termination of parental rights trial petition is null and void and now unlawful. I, Anna Taylor, offer evidence by Council of Citizens Commission of Human Rights New England, Kevin Hall, to ascribe of the various human rights crimes perpetrated by Kupstadt, U.S. Military Army Dr. Mantell, to be duly noted. I, Anna Taylor, ask that Honorable Judge Quinn review the evidence now set forth. And, of course, there's evidence that was never really set forth because it was taken into, it was detained in a psychiatric facility.
Yeah, they took all your paperwork and took you off to the psych hospital. Unbelievable. You want to continue with that document?
Yep. So I had I had been walking out of the courthouse after everything had been stamped, and they tried to pull me in. I would call the military police and such, and I had my medical proxy healthcare agent right next to me, my great uncle.
Great,
but they insisted that I would sit down and be investigated, but they really detained me in a room with five guards on me, and they fabricated more evidence that, well, let me see if I can find that document that I was
I managed
to procure.
Yeah, I think I got it here. The trooper stated at the time of your incarceration that you were well-groomed. I have it right here. She's alert, and she knows her name. She's well-groomed. Mm-hmm. Her attitude was uncooperative and guarded and suspicious. Well, Anna's attitude should be uncooperative and guarded and suspicious. She's being real. Her baby's been taken from her multiple times, and she's in the witch's court. She better be suspicious or she's not normal. And then her speech was normal. And so her speech was normal. She was alert and knows her name. She's well-groomed, but she's suspicious. And that's enough for this. Now, I'm interested that you use the term military police because the man who put his name on the report enlisted himself as PFC Hesseltine, H-E-S-S-L-E, emphasize the S-S, H-E-S-S-L-E-T-I-N-E, and he was PFC Hesseltine. Then I believe, Chris, does that not stand for private first class? You've been in the police departments in the military. What does PFC mean?
He's, yeah.
Chris Cates?
I heard noise in the background. I hope Dana was okay.
Yeah, I heard that noise. Well, we want to keep her on the line as long as possible to hear what's going on there. I heard some yelling. I didn't like it. But, Anna, you hang in there. Chris, the arresting officer, PFC Hesseltine, listed himself as PFC. Does that not stand for private first class?
That indeed is what the common understanding is.
Is that not a military term?
It is.
So he is a military policeman, not a public officer.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the guards were whispering ground control and such like that. I guess, it's a military operation, and I'm seized into custody, and I'm gravely concerned. I'm sorry to interject. But this all started 7 years ago. They took three babies by birth, but this all started, just to interject again. And it was another opinion's doctor, which I had never paid for. It was another opinion's doctor, just to go backwards a little bit, that because I disagreed with the agency to begin with, that I should be titrated against my will with intramuscular injections of atypical antipsychotics, and I had no prior tags to me or such. But to disagree with the agency and its charges, I was only seeking to address due process rights and afford a trial.
Sure.
From the first baby from birth, but yeah, this is the additional information to substantiate the committal, though. I think you've got
absolutely.
There too, don't you?
Absolutely. What were they whispering? Ground control or ground patrol? What were they saying?
Yeah, they kept whispering ground control, ground control.
Ground
I mean,
control to major time.
If you weren't already crazy, you'd be crazy just listening to this stuff. But when they seized all my property and they threw it all over the floor when I had entered the courthouse, my umbrella got stuck in the conveyor belt. I knew what was going on and I had to get out of there fast. But they were saying that she thinks she's part of an experiment conducted by a New World Order, and she left a message on one of her attorney's voicemail about how the attorney's involvement in on the experiment conducted by the New World Order will result in her untimely death. See, another situation
here is
it was told that I would be entered into a research study because the retainer fee wasn't enough by Lisa Vincent. And and then later it was, Peter Rob Paul was a result of the circumstances. And yeah, so one thing led to another, but apparently my untimely death is imminent, and I'm sure of it now.
Who said your untimely death is imminent?
Oh, Miss Vincent.
Okay,
just
to reiterate for our listeners, Lisa Vincent, we're talking with Anna Taylor, and Lisa Vincent is the attorney that Anna hired to defend her, to fight for her baby, and try to get her child back, even though there was no abuse on the child. They couldn't prove anything was wrong with the child. And why did
she was born healthy? It was a fraudulent probate to begin with.
The child,
it was a fraudulent probate administrative order. Yeah.
I know, I've seen the pictures of you and Robert and the baby. It's the perfect, I mean, it's obvious you love the child, and the baby is in perfect mint condition. But there's big bucks in the line for blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies, and there's huge adoption incentives and enormous amounts of money being paid both through the system and under the table for people to find blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies that they can adopt. And that's
They were calling her a prodigy. And Mantell said he was studying me. It has it in the evaluation, which is, you know, probably lost by now, if you know what I mean.
Right.
That he was looking for superpowers.
You told me that, and I almost didn't believe it, but I know you to be an honest
person. I almost didn't believe it when I've seen it.
It almost sounds out of it. Right. You know, even some things are shocking even to me, and I watch this corruption for a living. But I know you're an honest person, and you've been straight shooter. Now, people listening to this broadcast, does the woman who just read... Now, Anna, did you write that document that you just read to us, I, Anna Taylor, and then stated your claims?
Right. A renegade... a turner, but not really an attorney, helped me write it. But it would expose the corruption within the bar, which I think might have upset a few people.
I'm sure you did. It was very well written and very well read back, so you could tell it was in more or less your own words with the help of somebody like me who probably helped you structure it, just like I put stuff mostly. I would say, I want you to, in your words, but I can help you with the structure to make sure it's laid out right. And you made some serious enemies with that document. You said the global banking system is controlled. You know, you made some statements in there that are absolutely true, that are absolutely devastating to a corrupt court, corrupt lawyers.
Yeah, nuclear bomb.
Right, exactly. And you did it on the witness stand, so it would be on public record. That was brilliant and very ballsy and very gutsy of you, and you paid the price. So this is why I want everybody to get active on this. Don't just listen to this and go to bed tonight eating popcorn and eating ice cream and watching TV, and Anna's going to be sleeping. The woman you're speaking to with right now on this broadcast is going to be locked in a psychiatric hospital not knowing what next month or next day or next year is going to bring. Meanwhile, Judge Joseph Marino is planning on some kind of competency hearing at the mental hospital where Anna is. They're not even going to allow her a day in open court. They're so scared of what Anna's doing legally and lawfully that they don't want to give her a voice. So they're trying to stifle her voice. They're trying to, because they don't like the message, they're trying to kill the messenger. And that's what they've done to Stephen Dean. That's what they're doing to all the Patriots, the Bundys in Las Vegas. Chris, who's on the phone with us right now in Las Vegas, is this Jody Davies, who I put Anna in touch with because they're a similar situation. And we cannot let this happen to Anna Taylor. Anna doesn't really have to say another word. I know she's not nuts. She's very well-spoken. She's very smart. She takes care of herself. She takes care of people around her, especially her child. And the court is trying to steal the child because Anna has some soft spots that they can exploit and very little backup.
Okay, folks, that was Anna Taylor, the person we're trying to help. Now, you tell me, people, did that woman sound like she was crazy and couldn't take care of herself and couldn't take care of a baby? She's smarter than I am. She spoke extremely well. She's totally, can you imagine? She's been tortured. She was going to be forced into a research study because her retainer was not big enough. Excuse me, I got to repeat that. Anna was going to be forced into a research project to be a guinea pig in the medical establishment's research project because the retainer to the attorney wasn't big enough. Military police, whispering ground control, I believe that one. The thing just reeks to high heaven, top to bottom, coast to coast. So that's Anna Taylor. We all really think she's nuts. Gary, did that woman sound okay to you?
Listen, it sounded great, but can I share a couple things, please?
Please do. Take your time.
Yeah. You see, I've been sharing this with folks across the country that I know, and they agree we're under martial law since 1861. But they are now practicing martial law. And when I was in the United States military, a private first class was a big deal if you're under martial law. Because martial law means if you're a private first class or whatever you are, you judge the law at the point where you're at. Now, this lady, it sounds really great and sound to me, but the situation we have here, they are now starting to enforce the martial law. Now, in Utah, they pulled a gentleman out of his car because they ordered him out. He wouldn't get out. I don't know exactly how they got him out, but they got him out, and they shot him dead, right? The sheriff department, police department. And this happened out in Utah just a little while back ago. And we have the same thing happen in Mission. There was a court case today. So I don't want to go into any long detail and take away from Anna, but this is something that's happening across the United States of America on a daily basis by the hundreds. And I asked, are you prepared for martial law? Okay?
Well, I agree. It's gone hot. It's not
yeah,
a cold tyranny.
What does Chris think of this martial law?
It's not a cold tyranny anymore. It's gone hot. It's gone live.
Right.
And the Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the White House. And you're seeing martial law. Now, let me ask you something, y'all. Was it BLM, Black Lives Matter, that took away Anna? Was it Antifa? Was it the left? Were those guys the left? Were those militarized goons, that five of them that dragged away a 98-pound woman after standing up for herself in court?
Eric, you know, to Gary's point and his question to me, I was sitting here conversing with the people here with me doing the same observation that sounded like martial law was being implemented, because it sure had all the appearances of it if they're in military uniforms. Now, anybody can buy uniforms at the thrift store or anywhere else, yard sales and places of that, Army surplus. And so impostering as a military guy is certainly something the left could adopt as a part of a fascist posed as anti-fascist. That's what Antifa really is. It's a fascist group, but most of them are so incompetent to cognize they're really being fascist in their acts. I've had some of the same thing here with this imposter FBI agent, Kenneth Meade in Las Vegas, who is about to be the victim, or not victim, but he's going to enjoy the fruits of his labors and be sued in a federal liability suit for unlawful arrest and false malicious prosecution, domestic terrorism, and quite a few other crimes. And this is exactly what's going on in her case. These are domestic terrorists. They might be foreign terrorists in some cases, but they're absolutely per se executing this woman, who is an innocent woman, who is very competent. She's obviously a good mother and was providing very well for her children, and all they can do is make up lies and false labels and insinuations, defamatory, libelous claims against her, because they haven't got anything really to put up against her. And so all they've got to do is lie and manufacture, and that is that Frazier versus Cup case that says they can use any sort of lies or deceit or treachery to try to make their case.
Gotcha. Hold tight, Chris. We got a quick break to take. Support our sponsors. Support this network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer helping Anna Taylor with Gary and Chris. We'll be right back.
It's nature's weakness. are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
hanging in there, and I want everybody to activate tonight and help Anna Taylor, and you can do that by going to courtroomwatch.com and reviewing her situation. Look at the pictures of her and that beautiful child, what Chris referred to as a potential star child. You're not going to have to go down that rabbit hole yourself. I don't have enough time. We got half an hour left, and I want to get right into Dr. David Mark Mantell. M as in Mark, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, E as in Edward, double L, Mantell. This is the guy who we tried to get, we were just touching on him on Friday, and I couldn't find him anywhere on the internet. And Chris in Las Vegas, who was on air with us, saying, I can't find this guy anywhere. He's not in the Department of Connecticut Services. He's nowhere listed anything anywhere. And I'm starting to sweat going, geez, I hope this guy's real. I hope I'm not getting scammed here. So, no, he's very real. You know what I had to type into my search engine to find him? Mantell Research Germany. And everything came up. Dig this, folks. Now let me tell you this. Dr. David Mantell was born in 1934. He came over under Operation Paperclip. He wrote two books, and they're both for sale at Amazon, just so you can confirm that this is real information. But do not buy the books and put any money in this guy's pocket, please. Go read them for free online somewhere. Go to the library. One of them's called The Potential for Violence in Germany. The other one's called True Americanism. And in True Americanism, he interviews U.S. Army Special Forces Green Berets and war dissenters, in other words, people on both sides of the spectrum. And he's looking to identify aggressiveness and what makes that, and what makes a pacifist or somebody who wants peace and wants goodness, what makes them tick. And then he juxtaposes it with a parent-child relationship, and you all can now go out there and look and see it's a very real book. And so it's not a stretch to say he was a U.S. Army doctor. He's interviewing the Special Forces Green Berets. He's a psychiatrist working with them, okay? He went on to open a practice in New Britain, Connecticut. Go figure, New Britain. And there he is right now online. You can go find him. He's got a private practice. He apparently had his license to practice psychiatry revoked by the American Psychiatric Association for experimenting on people without their consent. And now he's the preferred doctor for the Connecticut State Department of Family and Children Services. Ain't that special? And as I go down the rabbit hole and look into this Dr. David Mantell, and Anna was very right, he's a U.S. Army doctor who's experimented on people. In his bio, it says his primary language is German. That doesn't mean he's bad in and of itself. That just means that it confirms where he came from. He's a member of the Max Planck Society, M-A-X-P-L-A-N-K. And Anna mentioned this in her, and I'm really glad that she was able to talk about it first, because it confirms that this is coming from her, and all of the research and the rabbit holes that I went down, you know, are from what she told me. And everywhere I turn, the woman's correct, the woman's accurate. She doesn't even stretch the truth, let alone lie. The Max Planck Society. There's 81 institutes underneath it. They get $1.8 billion a year of private funding from guess who? We'll get to that in a second. The Max Planck Society is nothing more than the Kaiser Wilhelm Society with a name change because of World War II and the Third Reich under Hitler. The Kaiser Wilhelm Society for the Advancement of Science was a German scientific institution established in the German Empire in 1911. Under the Third Reich, it was involved in Nazi scientific operations, and after the Second World War concluded, its functions were taken over by the Max Planck Society, of which Dr. David Mantell is a member. The Kaiser Wilhelm Society was an umbrella organization for many institutes, testing stations, and research units created under its authority. And I go down the list here. This is where all the Nazi doctors came from. This is the society that supplied the funding for their research. supplied the protection that they needed, put them where they needed to be in the concentration camp to do experiments on everybody. By the end of the Second World War, the Kaiser Wilhelm Society and its institutes had lost their central location in Berlin and were operating in other locations. Did you hear that? That by the end of the Second World War, the Kaiser Wilhelm Society and its institutes, after the war, had lost Berlin, so they started operating in other locations, still with the same stuff. The operating out of its aerodynamics testing station in Göttingen, Germany. Albert Bolger was the president of the KWG and committed suicide on April 14th, 1945. Thereupon, Ernst Telschau assumed duties under the Max Planck. It could be brought from Metalburg to Göttingen, which was in the British zone of the Allied occupation zones of Germany. Ain't that special? Planck assumed duties on May 16th until a president could be elected. Otto Hahn was selected by directors to be president, but there were a number of difficulties to be overcome. I'll bet. Hahn, being related to nuclear research, had been captured by the Allied forces of Operation Alsos, A-L-S-O-S, and he was still interned interned at Farm Hall in Britain under Operation Epsilon. Holy shit. At first, Hahn was reluctant to accept the post, I'll bet, but others prevailed upon him to accept it. Hahn took over the presidency 3 months after being released and returned to Germany. However, the Office of Military Government, United States, OMGUS, passed a resolution to dissolve the KWG on July 11th, 1946. Meanwhile, members of the British occupation forces, specifically in the research branch of the OMGUS, saw the society in a more favorable light and tried to dissuade the Americans from taking such action. The physicist Howard Percy Robertson was director of the Department for Science in the British Zone. He had a National Research Council fellowship in the 1920s to study at the Georg August University in Göttingen and the Ludwig Maximilians University of Munich. Also, Colonel Bertie Blount was on the staff of the British Research Branch, and he had received his doctorate at Göttingen under Walter Borsch. Among other things, Bertie suggested to Hahn to write to Sir Henry Hallett Dale, who had been the president of the Royal Society, which he did. While in Britain, Bertie also spoke with Dale, who came up with a suggestion. Dale believed that it was only the name which conjured up a pejorative picture, and suggested that the society be renamed the Max Planck Gesellschaft. On September 11th, 1946, the Max Planck Gesellschaft was founded in the British zone only. The second founding took place on 26 February 1948 for both the American and British occupation zones. The physicist Max von Loew and Walter Gerlach were also instrumental in establishing the society across the Allied zones, including the French zone. Holy you-know-what, Batman. Now, does anybody really want to talk about the memo from Mueller to Comey and think that we're going to make a difference? You got the doctor, the Nazi doctor, who is experimenting on Anna Taylor, who we just heard from and is very normal. And you've got more or less an insane Nazi doctor that belongs to the Max Planck Society, which is nothing more than a spinoff of the Kaiser Wilhelm Society, established in 1911, that fed the Third Reich. Make it quick, Chris. I got a lot more to talk about.
Well, it sounds like this guy's a close associate of Mengele. And further, when they're talking about making a dental operation, maybe they're filling the cavities of the brain with their psychotropic drugs and crazy ideas.
To be sure. Listen to the institutes under the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which just simply changed its name after World War II to the Max Planck Society. Nuremberg was a scam. what, a couple of dozen handful of generals and colonels? Are you kidding me? The real deal came over under Operation Paperclip and went into the Max Planck, the institutes beneath the Max Planck Society. So here's the institutes. Listen to this list. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Animal Breeding Research. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute of Anthropology, Human Heredity, and Eugenics. I better repeat that. Anthropology, Human Heredity, and Eugenics, founded in 1926 in Berlin, Dahlem. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Bast Fiber Research, founded in 1938 in Soro. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Biology, founded in 1912 in Berlin. Now, the Max Planck Institute of Biology until 2005. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Biochemistry, founded in 1912. There exists the Max Planck Institute of Biochemistry. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Biophysics. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Biophysics. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Brain Research, founded in 1914 in Berlin by Oscar Vogt. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Brain Research. Now, the Max Planck Institute is where Dr. Mantell is a member, and he's researching on Anna Taylor, who we heard from a half hour ago. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Cell Physiology, founded in 1930 in Berlin by Otto Heinrich Warburg and the Rockefeller Foundation. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Chemistry, founded in 1911 in Dahlem. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Chemistry, also known as the Otto Hahn Institute. Oh, they named it after Hahn, the good old Nazi. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Coal Research, founded in 1912. It is now the Max Planck Institute für Kolfenschung. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Comparative and International Private Law, founded in 1926 in Berlin by Ernst Rabel. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Comparative and International Private Law in Hamburg. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Comparative Public Law and International Law, founded in 1924 in Berlin. The first director was Victor Bruns. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Comparative Public Law and International Law in Heidelberg. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Experimental Therapy, founded in 1915 by August von Wassermann. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Fiber Chemistry, founded in 1920 by Reginald Oliver Herzog, closed in 1934. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute of Flow Fluid Dynamics Research, founded in 1925. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Dynamics and Self-Organization. What does that mean? Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for German History, founded in 1917 in Berlin. It is later the Max Planck Institute for History, now transformed into Max Planck Institute for Multi-Ethnic Societies. Here we come. Holy cow. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Hydrobiological Research. One of its directors was August Friedrich Thienemann. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Iron Research, founded in 1917 in Aachen. It moved to Dusseldorf in 1921, and of course, it is now the Max Planck Institute for Iron Research. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Leather Research, founded in 1921 in Dresden by Max Bergman. It became part of an institute that later became the Max Planck Institute, of Biochemistry in Martinsried. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Medical, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Medical Research, founded in 1929 in Heidelberg by Ludolf von Krell. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Medical Research in Heidelberg. And Dr. David Mantell, who's researching Anna Taylor, is a member of this. Connecting some dots tonight, aren't we? Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Plant Breeding Research. Can you say GMO? Founded in Munchenberg in 1920.
Knocked off the air?
I'm here. Eric's here. I don't know if I'm on air.
Maybe it was me that got called off the air.
Okay, Chris got a little interference. Hold tight, everybody. Everybody go on mute. Everybody go on mute. I repeat, everybody go on mute. Okay. Oh, he can't hear me? Oh, I got you. All right, we can hear him. He can't hear us. I got you, but we are in the air. Got it. Okay. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Medical Research, founded in 1929 in Heidelberg by Ludolf von Krell. It is now, of course, the Max Planck Institute for Medical Research in Heidelberg. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Metals Research, founded in 1921 in New Babelsberg. It closed in 1933. It reopened in Stuttgart in 1934. And now it is called the Max Planck Institute for Metals Research in Stuttgart. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Plant Breeding Research, founded in Münchenberg. We got that, I think, before. Relocated in Cologne. I think there's two plant breeding facilities, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, we'll go back. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physical Chemistry and Electrochemistry, founded in 1911 in Dahlem, Berlin. It is now the Fritz Haber Institute of the Max Planck Society, and Fritz Haber, who was directed in 1911. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physics, founded in 1917 in Berlin. Albert Einstein was the director from 1917 to 1933. In 1922, Max von Laue became deputy director and took over administrative duties from Albert Einstein. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Physics, also known as the Werner Heisenberg Institute. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Physiology of Effort, meaning work in parentheses, it says. That's the Physiology of Effort Institute for Occupational Physiology, founded in 1912 in Berlin. It is now the Max Planck Institute for Molecular Physiology in Dortmund. German Research Institute for Psychiatry in Munich. It is now the Max Planck Institute of Psychiatry. There's three more. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Silicate Research, founded in 1926. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Textile Chemistry and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Vine Breeding. There's also an aerodynamics testing station of the Kaiser Wilhelm Society, a biological station in Lunds, a German entomological institute, a hydrobiological station, an institute for agricultural work studies, Research Unit D. Does anybody want to go down that rabbit hole? I have not yet. Daryl, sovereign man, research. What is Research Unit D of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute? And with that, it looks like we're coming down toward the end of the show. Listen to the Nobel Prize winners that came out of this. Otto Hahn, Nobel Prize Chemistry, 1944. Adolf Uttendunt, Nobel Prize in Chemistry, 1939. Richard Kuhn, Nobel Prize Chemistry, 1938. Peter Deeb, Nobel Prize Chemistry, 1936. Hans Spemann, Nobel Prize Medicine, 1935. Werner Heisenberg, Nobel Prize Physics, 1932. Otto Heinrich Warburg, Nobel Prize Medicine, 1931. Carl Bosch, Nobel Prize in Chemistry, 1931. James Frank, Nobel Prize in Physics, 1925. Otto Mehrhoff, Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1922. Albert Einstein, Nobel Prize in Physics, 1921. Max Planck, Nobel Prize in Physics in 1918. Fritz Haber, Nobel Prize in Chemistry, 1918. Richard Wohlstatter, Nobel Prize in Chemistry, 1915, and Max von Laue, Nobel Prize in Physics, 1914. All right, so y'all getting the idea here? And the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which is where all the Nazis came from, changed its name after World War, simply changed its name to the Max Planck Society to clean up their image. All the same guys stayed in the same positions. Rockefellers funded it. I mean, where are we going for this? The Max Planck Institute of Society. The institute was founded as the German Institute for Psychiatric Research by King Ludwig III of Bavaria in Munich on February 13, 1917. We're into Max Planck now. The main force behind the institute was psychiatrist Emil Kraepelin. Substantial funding was received from the Jewish-American banker James Loeb, as well as from the Rockefeller Foundation well into the 1930s. Did you get that? They were being funded by our own Rockefellers right up until about time Hitler invaded Poland. And because of the interruption of World War II, I don't know if it was much of an interruption, that allowed these doctors that came out of Kaiser Wilhelm to do all their disgusting deeds, like torture children to death slowly, to see how they reacted instead of just killing them quickly, mercifully. Okay? Disgusting. What you think about that when you go to bed tonight? Think about Anna Taylor languishing in a psychiatric ward. The numbers are there for you to call. Go to courtroomwatch.com. You want this to come for you? You think Trump's making a difference? Are you kidding me? They're chewing up the clock over at all the other media outlets. They're chewing up the clock while we get dragged into World War III so nobody notices. And InfoWars comes out with another group of names handed to them by the CIA. Who do we got this week? Someone named Omar and someone named Geller. Last week it was someone named Comey and Steele. And before that it was a Mueller and a somebody else. You think anybody's going to prison? You think the pedophile network's going to get shut down? It's going on tonight. You're listening to it. The pedophile network is in rare form. Daniel Leach said, Eric, I think we've uncovered a pedophile network. I said, yeah, that's probably the immediate subsect under this medical research establishment that's kidnapped Anna Taylor and taken her, locked her in a room at Middlesex Hospital in Middletown, Connecticut. What are you going to do about it? You can take a big swipe at the man and do something really good and righteous for Anna by getting involved and making some phone calls. He got nothing to worry about. We had a federal judge say we were non-threatening, and he did not see Al-Qaeda here in our phone blitz for Stephen Dean. Judge Benson, Fourth Circuit, Salt Lake, said, I don't see any Al-Qaeda here. I got 25 calls in one just yesterday on this. This is 82 days after Stephen Dean's arrest. He said, I got 25 calls just in one day on this. I don't see any Al-Qaeda here. All I see are people who care about Stephen Dean, care about Anna Taylor. Go to courtroomwatch.com. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mike on the board. Thank you, Tom LaGuevara. And thank you, John Stantmiller, for letting me get this out there. Get involved, people. This show stands on activism, not entertainment. Have a wonderful night. Get some sleep and hit it in the morning. Start getting involved for Anna Taylor in Connecticut. All the information is at courtroomwatch.com. Go there. Get involved. You'll see pictures. You'll see the documents you read. Do it. And do it tomorrow morning, first thing. Thank you, people. Love y'all. And we'll see you again. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris on the Republic Broadcasting Network.